This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for women seeking abortions in the United States, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After nearly 50 years, the High Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, which is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. The ruling comes more than a month after the stunning leak of a draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, indicating the once unthinkable decision was coming. In the final opinion today, Alito writes Roe and the 1992 case that reaffirmed abortion rights were both wrong the day they were decided and must be overturned. The ruling comes amid public opinion surveys finding a majority of Americans oppose overturning Roe and handing the question of whether to permit abortion entirely to the states. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new study estimates nearly 20 million COVID lives were saved by vaccines during their first year, the AP's Jennifer King reports.
Scientists at Imperial College London used data from 185 countries, excepting China, to create their model. The main finding was that a catastrophic 19.8 million COVID-19 deaths were prevented by the vaccination effort in the first 12 months. That includes 1.9 million people in the United States alone. The model was based on estimates of how many more deaths than usual occurred. Using only reported deaths, the number saved is still a staggering 14.4 million. Lead author Oliver Watson.
We estimate that one in five deaths that occurred due to COVID-19 in low-income countries would have been prevented if those targets had been reached.
Adam Finn with the University of Bristol Medical School says the findings underscore both the achievements and the shortcomings of the vaccination campaign.
We can't just say, oh, well, we've learned what to do now and just give the vaccine to everyone and it'll be fine. It's more complicated than that.
This is VOA News. South Africans living in the Eastern Cape are counting down to the day when the taps in Nelson Mandela Bay area will run dry, as experts say a climate change-induced drought has left reservoirs almost empty. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
68-year-old grandma of five, Virginia Kima, lives in Kwanabule, a poor township in a region named after South Africa's greatest hero and first black president, Nelson Mandela Bay. But life is hard these days, says Kima.
Sometimes we stay about 2 or 3 days without water. So when there's no water, we do go to other areas and fetch water.
Kima tells VOA when the taps run dry, she walks 25 minutes to a school to fill bottles. The Bay Area is suffering a critical water shortage. Authorities say regional dam water storage is at about 11% of capacity and could be about to get a lot worse. Luvuyo Bongazi is spokesman for the government committee dealing with the shortage. He tells VOA that authorities are racing to prevent day zero when they run out of water.
We really cannot have such a date in the calendar because there are lots of moving parts. We are doing everything we have and everything we can in our power to avoid taps running dry.
Bangazi says there are several reasons for the low water levels, both natural and man-made. Meanwhile, authorities are setting up communal water points and aid workers are drilling boreholes for water wells. The water shortage in Nelson Mandela Bay comes just a few years after the major South African tourist city of Cape Town narrowly averted its own day zero. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
An aftershock took more lives and threatened to pile even more misery on an area of eastern Afghanistan reeling from a powerful earthquake that state media said killed 1,150 people this week. Wednesday's magnitude 6 quake killed 121 children when it struck a remote mountainous region already grappling with staggering poverty. Comes at a time when the country is spiraling deeper into economic crisis after many countries pulled back critical financing and development aid in the wake of the Taliban's takeover. Recapping our top story, the U.S. Supreme Court has ended constitutional protections for abortion that had been in place for nearly 50 years, a decision by its conservative majority to reverse what many considered to be settled precedent. Friday's outcome overturning Roe v. Wade is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.